Sunday Suspense is a radio program being aired in West Bengal for more than a decade. And if you are a person from Bengal origin, you must be well accustomed to Sunday Suspense, often following it religiously. It is not just a program to Bengalis but a distinct set of emotions and an insight into the enriched Bengali literature along with other infamous authors' literary works. In the year 2009, 98.3 Radio Mirchi aired the first episode of the program, which became an instant hit, not just in Bengal, but in other states of the nation as well. The concept and idea of Sunday Suspense and the way several RJs collaborated to depict the stories with additional sound effects to create the world of the author, received a lot of appreciation from its loyal audiences. A decade has gone by since the very first episode of Sunday Suspense was aired, but its popularity remains the same. All credits are to be given to the voiceover artists, Mia, Deep, Somak, Agni, Sri, Ayantika, and many more renowned celebrities on different occasions, associated with the groundwork to alter the reality into the stories itself. Best Sunday Suspense Stories of All Time. Since its inception, Sunday Suspense has garnered a lot of attention for all the right reasons. Sunday Suspense successfully delivered a way of storytelling covering the horror, suspense, detective genres that audiences could vividly relate and almost picture. Sunday Suspense received a wider success in a short span and went on to create its separate fan base. There is an array of stories that have been performed by the crew to date. Here are the best Sunday Suspense stories listed for you to dive deep into the creator's world or maybe step into his shoes. 1. The Hunger of Septopus by Satyajit Ray. Septopesa Kaid was first published in the renowned Sandish Patrika in 1961. In this story, Deep and Mir for the first time transport us into the world created by the maestro of the Indian filmmaking and writing industry. This story marks the inception of Sunday Suspense as well as holds a separate nostalgia for the audiences who religiously follow the show every Sunday. The story revolves around three main characters along with a dog named Badshah and their quest for an understanding of a carnivorous tree named Septopus and the chilling adventure that follows. It will leave you horrified and mourning at the same time with Ray's character Arch doing the magic in between. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Mia, Deep, Richard, Indrani. 2. Professor Shanku and the Box from Baghdad by Satyajit Ray. Ray might be considered a maestro for his filmmaking, but the literary works he engaged in gave the readers an array of characters through which his tide of imagination can be closely documented. Professor Shanku is one of his invented characters whose adventures still gives us enough reason to dream of Shanku's world of science and his almost regular escapades. Professor Shanku o Baghdad Baksho is also one of his expeditions, this time to Baghdad. In Baghdad, Shanku gets to experience the fictional world of the Arabian Nights stories in reality along with his companions Goldstein and Petrosi. The story was first published in Sandish Patrika in the year 1969. The crew of Sunday Suspense once again shows why they are so popular and reasons to follow them intensely. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Deep, Mia, and Richard. 3. Moti Bibi's Dargah by Said Mustafa Siraj. This story by Said Mustafa Siraj was aired on listeners' requests in the radio program Sunday Suspense and was taken from the book Tara Ashariri. Siraj has been closely connected with Bengali literature, especially writing for children at first and later for adults as well. This story was also warned to have explicit content in it and demanded parental guidance for children. The protagonist of the story, while returning home from a friend's house, falls down from a running bus and thus takes refuge for the night in the nearby Moti Bibi's Dargah. The experience of that night by the protagonist was recreated with a captivating subtlety by the crew of Sunday Suspense, with a touch of melancholy that Siraj entrapped in it with his writing. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Deep and Mia. 4. The Lost Jewels by Rabindranath Tagore. There is no introduction needed for Rabindranath Tagore for contributing to a vast genre of literary works. Radio Mirchi performed this perfect horror story in the fascinating program Sunday Suspense, but informed the audience for a slight change in the language for all listeners to easily follow up with the storyline. The story grips you into the world of a married couple. Their estranged relationship and the loneliness combined, while the wife is left to obsess over her jewelry. This very obsession leads to her disappearance, and the husband is left waiting for his wife to return. The storytelling on Sunday Suspense by Deep, Mia, and Indrani grips you in, and revealing too much about it would destroy the essence. The story was originally part of Golpagucho, a series of short stories by Tagore, and was published in 1898. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Mia, Indrani, and Deep. 5. The Deadly Diamond by Sharadindu Bandopadhyay. Sharadindu Bandopadhyay was one of the writers contributing to the thrillers and detective genre, and his brainchild being Detective Byomkesh Bakshi will give you the exact knowledge about his writing style. The short story Roktomukhi Neela is also part of the Byomkesh Bakshi series. Byomkesh visits his friends and gets involved in uncovering the mystery of murder in the village, and also another mystery surrounding a long-lost blue diamond connecting directly to the murder after a decade. Out of the 32 stories circling around Byomkesh, this was written by Sharadindu in the year 1937. The story has no loopholes or makes you lose interest anywhere, for which the credit definitely goes to Sharadindu, but the Sunday Suspense team takes it a whole nother level as you feel the same thrill as Byomkesh, getting closer to the truth. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Deep and Mia. 6. The Terror of Blue Jun Gap by Arthur Conan Doyle. Arthur Conan Doyle remains one of the most celebrated authors in the fantasy, crime fiction, science fiction, and historical genre. Sherlock Holmes is to date his most appreciated work, turned into motion picture quite a few times. The translation of this story in the Bengali language was done by Satyajit Ray for the Sandish Patrika in 1967. The story revolves around a recovering doctor who has taken refuge in Derbyshire Farm for some time in order to have a change of air. However, his stay was followed by a series of uncanny events forcing him to dig into the mystery surrounding the Blue Jun Gap. The storytelling by Deep for Sunday Suspense is commendable. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Deep. 7. The Venom of the Tarantula by Sharadindu Bandopadhyay. Vying to Sharadindu's most recognized detective, Byomkesh Bakshi, and his quest of finding out the truth, Makasha Rosh is another thrilling installation. The story was first published in the year 1933. The tale was performed into life on the radio program Sunday Suspense by Deep, Neil, and Mia, uncovering the truth behind an ill-tempered writer's ailing conditions and an unusual addiction despite treatment. The language of the story was slightly modified by the Sunday Suspense team for the young audiences to directly dive in and enjoy the essence of the mystery brewing in Byomkesh's mind, but surely hooks us in. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Mia, Neil, and Deep. 8. The House of Bransar Ebba by Satyajit Ray. Performed among the series of short stories by Satyajit Ray in the radio program Sunday Suspense, Bransar Ebba Bari is another gripping tale. This short story was first published in the year 1971 in the Sandish Patrika. The protagonist gets hold of a diary written by Bransar Ebba, situated in Bangalore, Fraser Town. The writings scribbled in the diary intrigues him to look more closely into Bransar Ebba and his intimate relation with Simon even after Simon's death. The narrator, along with his friend, visits the Evergreen Lodge where Bransar Ebba stayed with Simon, and the situations that followed by will often give you goosebumps. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Deep, Mia, Richard, and Indrani. 9. Six Idols of Nataji by Hemendra Kumar Roy. Hemendra Kumar Roy has given us an array of kids' books, which is not just limited to detective stories but introduced adventure and supernatural genre to hook the young audiences. Netaji Achyoimurti's depiction can be seen to have the influence of Arthur Conan Doyle's writing style and was taken by the crew of Sunday Suspense from the book named Goenda Goenda. The protagonist gets involved in a case where a thief steals specifically sculptures of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose but also destroys the same in broad daylight, having no wish for money, by selling the artifacts. This unusual situation gets even more critical when a murder also takes place, often making people suspect both the crimes committed by the same criminal. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Deep and Anurban. 10. In the Forest by Hariharan Chattopadhyay. Hariharan Chattopadhyay is the first person that comes to mind before indulging in children's horror stories in Bengali literature. This was one of the short stories taken from Romancho Patrika Golpa Sankalan by the crew of Sunday Suspense. The protagonist of the story was posted in a timber company in a half-city named Kershidchuk. His hobbies included hunting and which came in handy at a time when the small town was attacked by a leopard, where he was successful in ending the terror. 10 years had gone by when he returned to Kershidgarh and was asked by the villagers to shoot the tiger that is wreaking havoc. The tiger that he shot 10 years ago had distinct characteristics that the narrator remembers for the years went by. But when after 10 years he comes across another tiger with the same characteristics, he is forced to think otherwise. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Mir and Deep. 11. Professor Shonku and the Spherical Mystery by Satyajit Ray. Satyajit Ray allures us into yet another unusual findings of Professor Shonku. Published in 1965 for the first time in Sandish Patrika, Shonku stumbles upon an object of spherical shape. This spherical object instantly attracted Shonku in a magical allurance, but he could not derive any explanation for the material it is made of. The object's unfamiliarity fascinates Shonku to study the object, and the revelation that follows will make your stomach churn. However, the storytelling in the program Sunday Suspense makes it even more interesting and would grasp you in a magical allurance the same as the spherical object itself. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Mir, Deep, and Richard. 12. Enchantment by Bibhuta Bhusan Bandhopadhyay. Bibhuta Bhusan Bandhopadhyay has written for almost all age groups, especially writing about nature and the beauty of undivided Bengal in his poetry. He is still remembered for the character arch he portrayed in the character Apu from the novels Pitha Panchali and Aparajita, which was later adapted into a film trilogy directed by none other than Satyajit Ray. Maya, however, is one of his few short horror stories, recited in Sunday Suspense. The story revolves around an unemployed man just losing his job looking for some food without any means of buying the food. In between his search, he meets a man named Nabarun Chakrabarty, who offers him refuge and food. In the next few days, Nabarun Chakrabarty leaves the home to the man and tells him to ignore the strange myths that he might hear from the villagers. However, the myths did not just stay myths. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Mir and Deep. 13. Station Name Gum Gimme by Said Mustafa Siraj. After going through Moti Bibiar Daga, you will generate an idea about Siraj's writing style and the way his writings were powerful enough to make you visualize. While listening to this story performed in the Radio Mirchi program Sunday Suspense, it will transport you to the said destination station Gum Gimme. The narrator first visits Gumgimi station to meet with his station master uncle. However, from the time of arrival itself, his uncle warns him about the strange appearances and occurrences he might come across and blatantly informed him that the entire area to be conjured with some spirit presence. The story takes a drastic turn as several character revelations that followed making you stay frozen in your place. Sunday Suspense here creates an enchanting listening experience and an aura of spookiness while you go through the entire piece. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Deep, Mir, Somak, A. Iantika, Agni, Richard, and Indrani. 14. The Companion by Naram Gangopadhyay. Naram Gangopadhyay was one of the most famous writers of short stories and novels for children and young adults. His most celebrated work remains the introduction of Tanida. Radio Mirchi collected the story Sohoka from a book named Satobisha Boutique Kahini for the engaging presentation on Sunday Suspense. The word Sohoka in Bengali is directly translated in English as a companion, and by the end of the tale, the significance of the name can be easily deciphered. The story starts with the protagonist getting settled on a train compartment. But the problem occurs when the narrator gets ready for the night's sleep. However, a fear of something bad happening kept coming back to him, making him most uncomfortable. He falls into a deep sleep quite a few times, but each time gets awakened by scary yet weird nightmares. Nothing happens throughout the journey, but his arrival also brings home his nightmares to reality. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Mir and Somak. 15. Iron Biscuits by Sharadan Dubandopadhyay. With many of Sharadan Dubandopadhyay's texts being read out in Radio Mirchi's Sunday Suspense program, it is evident that exactly how much Sharadan Du has contributed to the Bengali literature. Loha Biscuit is part of his famous creation of the ingenious detective Byomkesh Bakshi series. Byomkesh gets hold of a case surrounding a house, whose owner has abandoned the house one sudden day and asked his only tenant to keep a check on the house until his return in exchange for some money transferred directly to his bank account. However, a few days after his departure, a dead body is retrieved from the upper floor, and the owner became a suspect. There was no definite motive for the murder, so following the hidden clues, Byomkesh tries to figure out what exactly happened. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Deep. 16. On the Banks of Tungabhadra by Sharadan Dubandopadhyay. Unlike the short stories by Sharadan Dubandopadhyay, Tungabhadra Artaya is one of the most talked about novels written by him. The character development and the thought process of each character will make you glide through time, but keeping the essence and picture intact. Set in the 14th century, in the Vijayanagara Empire to be precise, the political and social relations between the two kingdoms was on the brink of getting strengthened through marriage. The wedding party on their way towards Vijayanagara is interrupted by the chance rescue of a young man, followed by turbulence somehow redirects the future and its course. The writing by Sharadan Du needs no discussion, however. The audio and sound effects by the Sunday Suspense team will take you 500 years back. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Mir, Deep, A. Iantika, Avery, Somak, Agni, Shankari Prasad Mitra, Nerja, Richard, Sagnik, Anurban, Sri, Amartya, Atri, Sauravi, Moha, and Indrani. 17. The Pen with a Broken Nip by Himadri Kishore Dasgupta. Writing mostly for children and young adults, Himadri Kishore Dasgupta has a variety of stories to offer. Nibbanga Kalam is taken from the book Boy Boy Onkar, published by Deb Sahityakuta. Voice contribution by Deep, Somak, Pushpal, and Agni on Sunday Suspense will transport you time travel in your head. The story is centered around a pen used by the central character, who comes across a strange man who indulges him in a tale from the time of Indian independence and claims to know the pen being used by some British judge of that time. By the end of the tale, the great revelation will grip you in a time warp and make you travel into the times of the Indian independence movement through the voices created on Sunday Suspense. Voiceover and sound effects artists, Sri, Agni, Deep, Somak, Pushpal, and Subhadeep. 18. The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe's writings specialized in the field of mystery concerning several human psychological emotions associated with the central characters. Following the similar essence of his much celebrated work A Telltale Heart, The Black Cat also tries to understand one of the complex human emotions, that is guilt. In this case, the protagonist develops alcoholism, and after that in his drunken rage often gets involved in violent activities, eventually killing his own black cat. This incident, followed by his house suspiciously burning down, makes him feel remorse and guilt, leading to a rather disastrous end. The Black Cat is itself a masterpiece by Poe, but Sunday Suspense will put in the shoe of the protagonist, making you feel remorse and guilt as well. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Mia, A. Iantica, Somak, Agni, Pushpal, Godhulai, Sumia, and Subho. 19. Robin by Jim Corbey. Edward James Corbett was a hunter naturalist at the times of British rule in India, and later penned down his exciting experiences in the jungle. His much talked about book Man Eaters of Kumaon was first published in the year 1944. The story was translated in Bengali as Kumaon Ur Manush Kekoba, from where Murchie took and recreated the essence of the story on Sunday Suspense. Following one of the many expeditions of Corbett, the story will put you in his shoes, accompanied by his loyal dog named Robin. The protagonist gets the order to kill a tiger who is wreaking havoc, and he takes Robin with him to hunt the tiger. The Sunday Suspense crew depicting the hunting will keep you seated, but at the end will make you sympathize with the characters and their intimate bonding. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Agni, Deep, Supadeep, and Indrani. 20. Mountain of the Moon by Bibhutip Husan Bandhopadhyay. Bibhutip Husan Bandhopadhyay's retelling of nature and its beauty and devastation is so nicely conveyed in all of his work that you can feel every inch of the expedition. Cheda Pahar turned out to be a classic tale of voyage, yet keeping a close look on every character that sets foot for the journey at the lap of nature. The story recounts the events by the protagonist, who has a distinct love for geography and soon gets a chance to go forward on a journey to explore the wild. Along with his three compatriots, they travel deep into the wilds of a place named Chandapahar in search of an infamous yellow diamond. Rumor had it that the diamond mine was guarded by a mythical monster named Bunup. Despite the threat, they set forth for the quest, and the adventure and hardships that followed were later documented by the narrator. Sunday Suspense will make you sink into the wild side of nature. Voiceover and sound effects artists: Deep, Mia, Sabyasachi Chakraborty, Richard, and Indrani. Honorary mentions. In a decade, Sunday Suspense not only has garnered much appreciation and support, but the crew has put forth their endearing contributions to earn the reputation it holds today. In this long time span, they have presented around 500 stories on air, and choosing from the lot is impossible without any doubt. The repetition of stories by authors like Satyajit Ray, Shaden Du Bandhopadhyay, and Said Mustafa Saraf is evident and only says about the vast contributions by the author. So here are a few more mentions, cause closing down on such a vast list of impeccable literary work is not achievable. The Brazilian Cat by Satyajit Ray. Sunday Suspense has a series dedicated to the stories by Satyajit Ray and Brazil Urcalobes, a short story translated by this genius from the story The Brazilian Cat by another genius, Arthur Conan Doyle. Burdened by debt, the narrator visits one of his wealthy relatives in the hope of discussing some financial affairs. However, nothing comes without a price, and the following tale will only prove the same and different human facades along with it. Divine Offering by Avik Sukha. Avik Sukha is one of the contemporary writers of today, starting his career in writing through social media. Bog was taken by Sunday Suspense from the book A Bong Inquisition, published in 2018. The narrator comes across an idol in an antique shop and takes it home for a divine purpose. However, the idol became a problem for the following events take place and how he manages to get out of this invited trouble. Anath Babu's Fear by Satyajit Ray. Ray's another take on the horror genre through Anath Babu's Boy can also be considered as a classic in the genre. Here the protagonist Anath Babu is a paranormal activist who is in search of a ghost to keep his profession running. However, he manages to visit a house that is known to have a spiritual presence and the shocking end that Anath Babu himself stumbles upon. Radio Mirchi recreated the situation in Sunday Suspense, which will definitely creep you out at some point. One Night at Ma Arikuthi by Premendra Mitra. Premendra Mitra is mostly known for his poetry, but Ma Arikuthi Tekrat is a completely different genre the writer successfully dives into. The story is about two friends, one of which challenges the other, a writer, to stay a night at a haunted place named Maricothi. However, the writer's friend receives a mail soon after stating his friend has died in Maricothi after spending a night there. The writer embarks on a mission to unveil the secrets of Maricothi. Here also Sunday suspense keeps you seated and the credit goes to the Cruise Initiative. Trouble in Gangtok by Satyajit Ray. Feluda is one of the most famous creations by Ray-like Professor Shonku. Pradesh Chandra Mitra or Feluda, along with his companions, goes for a trip to Gangtok. Their adventures never stay boring, and this time too they stumble across a murder of a business executive. Feluda, with the help of his intelligence and charm, uncovers the mystery and catches the culprit hiding in plain sight. Radio Mirchi does an excellent job by keeping Feluda to the front line through Sunday suspense, and we cannot deny it otherwise. The Trial for Murder by Charles Dickens. Apart from other literary works by Charles Dickens, The Trial for Murder stands out among his collection of short stories. Sunday Suspense took the story and presented the author's work in a new light. The story, as the name suggests, takes place in a courtroom trial, where the convict, while his entire trial procedure, gets to see the ghost of the victim, which eventually put the convict in a helpless state of guilt. Tirunath Tantric by Taridas Bandhopadhyay. Bibhuta Pusan Bandhopadhyay's son Taridas Bandhopadhyay also took the pen to follow his father's path. Taridas's most talked about literary work includes a character named Tirunath Tantric. The character Tirunath Tantric is religiously into occult studies. Though he currently does not possess any spiritual power, his previous adventurous outings are interesting enough for storytelling to his friends. Sunday Suspense again does an interesting job of creating the adventures by the Tirunath through the words of the author. The Man-Eaters of Dumlinga by Satyajit Ray. Among the many series created by the expert Satyajit Ray, Terry Nikuro is another character that people duly connected with. The supernatural adventures by Terry Nature and Bandhopadhyay are very attractive but have a lot of hurdles to cross before the silver lining. Dhumragaha Manush Keko takes Terry Nikuro to place named Dhumragaha, where he is given the task to kill a man-eater tiger with a twist in the tail. The tale presented by Sunday Suspense will directly sink you in with his adventures as if you were present in the said situation. Kamani by Sharadan Dubandhopadhyay. Saharadan Dubandhopadhyay has been mentioned in Sunday Suspense quite a few times, and why shouldn't he, considering the gems he offers for all ages? The main character Suranath is a postal inspector by profession, and on his way to delivering a letter takes a road that was warned by a villager not to take. But despite prevention, he sets for the road where he gets allured by a ghost named Kamani, and the rest remained history. A Perfect Murder by Stacey Ormania. Stacey Ormania's short stories are always keeping the reader on the edge. Similarly, A Perfect Murder will keep you enchanted. Along with the interesting writing style, the voice artists behind the curtains of Sunday Suspense takes it to another level. This one also looks closely into the human emotion, guilt, through the eyes of the protagonist, who has accidentally committed murder and framed another man for the crime. Conclusions. Forming a reputation for over a decade, Sunday Suspense is one of the most famous radio shows the Bengali audience still finds time to listen to. The storytelling and the recreation of events of the stories are done with so aptness by the entire team of Sunday Suspense that will easily enchant you to listen further. We cannot thank enough for the initiative taken by Radio Mirchi to share the rich heritage of Bengali literature that we probably would have never known. Sunday Suspense in a way was successful to give us a closer insight into many writers who have contributed for the past several years or even a century. But how Sunday Suspense closely knitted the relation between readers and listeners through captivating storytelling still rings a chord in the audience's mind and soul.